The Devil's Advocates radio show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded. Warning! You are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever, and due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show, a big debate Thursday edition. Feels like it should be a Friday, Dom, because it's a party, and I got you and Madison to party with me and the good people.
It should be a Friday. Happy, happy Friday Eve?
Sure.
844-967-2789.
Perhaps the Thursday night more important than the getting to the Friday. The biggest political event of the year is tonight, Dom.
I'm over here laughing because Lorraine Boebert is very concerned about drug testing the president. Boebert, drug testing.
You know, I could go so many different directions with that thought, but that's not as important as...
No.
What's your drinking game of choice tonight, Tom? Wow. Are we, whether you're a Democrat, a Republican, an independent...
Right, it's something we can all get behind is a drinking game.
Whether you drink the beer, the wine, the liquor, you know, the bar is open. The debate is going, kicking off about 8 o'clock. If you're coming to the Barrymore Theater, and I recommend that you do, you will need cash for the bar, although they got one of those. I always want to call them a time machine, cash machine.
Take your money with you? What was it? Take your money everywhere.
I have no idea what
time T-Y-M-E, means. Take your money everywhere.
Time. If you go anywhere other than Wisconsin, people don't know what the hell you're talking
about. No, they think you're literally talking about the T-I-M-E machine. No,
I went to the time machine for years and years. What a poor investment, getting your own money back at a meager cost of $2 to $3.
Well, and hopefully, the time machine won't charge you, the ATM doesn't charge you, and your bank charges you. Otherwise, you got to get the max out to, you know, lower the cost.
I will say... about the monopoly that is Quick Trip. They do have the no-fee
ATM.
Yeah.
Yeah, for them, but what about your bank?
I don't think my bank usually charges me.
No?
I have quit getting cash.
Really?
I get cash at one place. It's a pretty good deal.
Yeah.
And here's the deal.
When you go south of the border?
Well, I don't actually touch the cash. They just give me a few bucks back on my time
your debit
exchange,
card, yes,
my
yes.
debit card exchange. But when I go for fish fry up in Washura County, they got a cash only policy at the bar up there, yeah. Similar to the Barrymore. So I usually get the money out, you know, cause I'm going for fish and at least one double Captain Morgan diet. And, then our friend Darcy Haber, who came up to my party and we went out to lunch. I'm like, I got this Cracker Bar. You got to go there with me. Even Alan Robinson went with us. It was, and when we got there, they all felt quite pleased with the process. But Darcy, being a shrewd customer and a fine realtor, did I mention she's my realtor? It's now official.
It is official.
Signed the contract. We've Excellent. Listed the house with Darcy, Solidarity Realty.
Sign in the yard?
Sign's been up. Ooh. Coming soon. There was Ooh. A coming. I didn't even know they did a coming soon sign. So I'm hanging out with, you know, cool colleagues, work colleagues, little house party, and many stayed over and went out for a late brunch. And Darcy pointed out to me she actually got a little cash out of the machine because got to use cash at the Cracker Bar in Washura County. She said, "Do you know there's a coupon on here for a free drink?"
Oh, what?
So you expend $3 using the cash machine, they force you to use the cash. but then you get $3 off a drink.
All right.
That'll buy you most of the drinks in the place. I mean, I can get a double for like $3 and then $4.
Come
in that
on, joint. See, it's cheap living up there.
Buddy, when I've gone up there before for two fishes and a cocktail, and, you know, we are working towards a debate tonight, so if
we'll get there.
You know, we're laying out the foundations of drinking, which is an important part of the debate format. Did I mention we've got the fine Democratic Party of Wisconsin chairman, Ben Wickler? He'll be joining in, you know, like 20 minutes. I wonder if Ben's drinking tonight. He's got the kids. He's going to be home, he said. Solo parenting. I'm like, well, he must be drinking.
Right, kids to bed drinking.
No one to judge him in that regard. But Ben will join us on this big show about 4:30. But anyways, you get to take a couple bucks off your drink, Dom. But I went up there, I ordered two fish and a drink, and I'm thinking in my head, you know, like, I don't know, $40? Like, with tip, 35, something like that. It was like 27.
Nice.
For two meals and a double.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been charged $10. I've been charged. Dom, we went to the Wynn for our first presidential debate. The first one you and I ever went to. Yep. We were there in
that
person.
Was that a CNN debate too?
Was a CNN debate. Yeah. Remember, because Wolf Blitzer got to go back in the super area and Wolf Blitzer wouldn't let me follow him. And I had offered to buy his coffee earlier that day. I thought, you know.
Coffee boy.
Wolf would be good to get me in the backstage. But no backstage for Crudy at his first presidential debate. You know, we're all wearing CNN credentials, but
Wolf's
apparently mean a little more. But anyways, that night, Dom, we did our fine program 3 to 6. And then we started drinking because we thought we were done for the night. And we were at the Wynn Casino. And you were drinking, I believe, your customary tequila, Blanco, which means silver. Clear,
yes. The healthiest tequila there is.
That factored in later when you were questioning John Podesta in the spin room about Hillary Clinton's marijuana policy, as you had a sifter full of tequila, which Podesta seemed to note because he cocked his head down like waist level to look at this drink you were holding.
And he's a little short guy like me, too.
Well, it wasn't much of a bend, but, you know, he bent over, looked at your drink as you were asking the question and swirling it. He had to be able to smell it, man. That stuff's like turpentine to the tequila. Has a distinct smell.
You know, I wasn't clear on the rules of the spin room, and since we were in a casino and I did have a drink, why wouldn't I take my drink with me?
Our two drinks, $43. The only place more expensive was going to the Stephanie Miller show out in Hollywood, out in Los Angeles, back in 2016. We saw Stephanie Miller, went out and saw my daughter, Kelsey Kidd. You and I and Kelsey's drink, $73, one round.
That's right.
That was the priciest place I ever drank.
All right, so not Washer County.
And I got to think the Barrymore Theater is going to be a much better bargain. But anyways, my whole point was I tipped the guy like, the girl, like $9. She's like, oh, like she's didn't know what to do. And I'm thinking, well, that's just the difference in what I thought the meal should cost and the drink. So, you know, I'm feeling generous myself because it's relatively cheap, Dom.
Yeah.
Cheap date. Washer County, it's a cheap date like you.
Hey, I might be easy. I ain't cheap.
No, you've never been cheap.
844-967-2789. So the point being, what's the drinking game?
Yes.
What's the word? Well, I got my word.
I have three variations on the same word. I'm choosing a whole category of one word.
Okay, lay it on me.
Past tense.
Verb, noun.
Yeah.
Okay.
Felon, felony, and felonious.
Ooh.
All three variants.
Anything to do with felon?
Anything to do with felon. How about you?
I gave it a lot of thought, and I've settled on rigged.
Rigged?
Oh, rigged. Every time.
I'm sure you don't want crooked Joe Biden?
No, every time someone, it could be anybody, could be Joe, probably won't be Joe, probably be Don, rigged. Rigged. Now, I did ask some friends. Kutcha came up with a couple. I thought.
What did Kutcha say?
I liked his. One was border. Good one there. The other one was.
It's got to get better.
The other one was for a Joe Biden. Look, folks.
Oh.
Yeah.
Who's the guy, Popcorn or whatever? He always tells the stories about the kid at the pool. I thought it was Popcorn or something.
So there's a couple. What's the drinking? Rich, come on, man. Let's hear.
You got a word?
You got a word.
What's your drinking word?
What is the drinking word for the debate tonight? If you hear it, you must take a sip. Not a shot. You don't have to chug it. You just have to take a little sip.
Or a shot. A full chug.
No, that sounds like a lot.
You know, I did that during a Super Bowl once. It was Dallas against the Bills, and I thought for sure it must be the Bills' turn. Yeah. You know, they had lost so many. And, you know, it was usually by like a wide right Scott Norwood kick, and I thought that was their year.
This is it.
And if anybody recalls the actual turnout of that Super Bowl, it did not go well for the Buffalo Bills. I think when we would drink on everything, we would drink on change of possessions, we would drink on punts, we would drink for every negative consequence for your team. And understand, you know, my team lost, my team for that game lost by like 35 points. I turned into a blackout drunk. We were up on the bluff. But what's the place on
Granddad's
the bluff?
Granddad's Bluff.
Granddad's Bluff.
Yep, in La Crosse, Wisconsin.
Yeah,
beautiful.
we were drinking on the bluff. And I told all my friends on Sports Talk Live, hey, come on down. I got the Bills, and I'll take on all drinker challenges. And so anyways, a lot of people showed up, and there was lots of drinking going on. And I blacked out. And when I came out of the blackout, I was still drinking.
Oh, I took a little nap.
Except I was downtown on 3rd Street.
Ooh.
Ooh, yeah. Yeah, indeed. Indeed. And so I went down to...
So you had a yada, yada, yada. I was up on Granddad's Bluff, having some drinks.
Yada, 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 yada. Yada. Downtown with some girl with a hook in her hair. I didn't quite understand, but she apparently had been my chauffeur that got me to 3rd Street. And, you know, I gained my wits for a little bit, and I said, I bet you Back Bar Bob's working. So I went down to, what was it?
Champs.
Champs. Went down to Champs, found Bob. I was not the only hammered one. Bob's girlfriend at the time, Jen, was also hammered.
I mean, it was La Crosse, man.
This is how bad you know it was. Bob took mercy and poured me and his girlfriend in the same cab and sent us home.
Yep. That says a lot.
I hope to have a night like that tonight with you, Dom.
Don't black it out, man. No time for that.
Well, it depends on how many times I hear the word felony, felonious. You got a felony. Yeah.
Or felon.
Time to drink. More Devil's Advocates. The bar is open.
Charged, never convicted. The Devil's Advocates.
And we're back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Debate party night tonight, the Barrymore, 8 o'clock. Start there at 7 o'clock. We will be there with Maggie Dawn, Charles Franklin from the Marquette University Law School, polling, and you. And of course, on the lines today, 844-967-2789, Ben Wickler, chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, going to join us at the bottom of the hour.
Dom Jeff messaged in, please tell me you're going to release tonight in a podcast feed. Hell no, Jeff.
You got to be there, man.
There's no podcast of a party. You got to be at the party, man. By tomorrow, this party will just be a blurry memory.
Or no memory at all.
Or no memory at all if we do it right.
Or depending on how it goes, we may just want to forget the whole thing. I did see some of the updates, Washington Post reporting. Michael, the First Lady, Jill Biden, she will watch the debate tonight from the studio. I haven't seen any reporting on Melania.
Oh, that's...
You think she's making the trip? I mean, it's not court.
I wonder if maybe like Alina Habba will be there. Yeah. She seems to be the most supportive woman in Trump's life of late. His civil lawyer.
Is that what she is?
Well...
Uh-huh.
Could be, Dom. Could be. But no, I don't think Melania and Jill will sit together and root for their respective guys. I just call me suspicious. 844-967-2789. I've been perusing the text line. Got a few texters already. If they use the mute button, they should crank the volume on the other mic. I would also love, like Trump, to be asked to list the Ten Commandments.
Come on.
And which ones he's broken.
They're all my favorite. I don't want to get into the details.
L.A. Tom says, if Republicans are spewing it, you can bet they're doing it. So They've all been speculating that Joe Biden's been up at Camp David working on the right dosage of the drugs,
yes,
right?
Yes, a shot in the ass.
I mean, I've been hearing this over and over and over again. I Levin's saying it, right-wing talk radio saying it. I mean, not that Levin's not one and the same, but separately.
Right.
I've been hearing it all over town, man.
And it's so asinine. You know, my mother has this white matter disease. Her mind's slowly going. And if there would be a drug that she could take to make that go away, I'd be very happy for her to take that.
Even for the night.
You know what I mean? That doesn't exist out there. If it
grandkid's birthday, let's give grandma a shot in the ass. Right. Have her know who her grandkids are.
She'll remember all the grandkids. Exactly. So it's so asinine. I mean, and they keep doing it. Who's the South Dakota governor?
Christy Noem.
Maybe it was Noem wondering about what the vitamins he's going to be taking. What vitamins? Really? Vitamin C and cocaine. We're doing Grateful Dead tunes now. Why is this even a topic of conversation with all those on the right? I mean, there have been reporting that I've seen, again, recently reminding that it was reported like 2018, 16, something like that, that some of the staff said, hey, yeah, you know, Trump used to snort Ritalin, Adderall, something along those lines. Oh, okay. So what? Well, why?
I never did that.
Are you so concerned about your candidate's performance that all you can do is talk about whether or not the 81-year-old guy who can barely get two words out in a sentence is going to just roll over your candidate?
Jacked up Joe. Can't trust jacked up Joe.
I think it's
going to be weird. Joe's going to be all jacked up. He's going to be on some drugs. I mean, that's what I've been hearing.
Over and over again.
They've got to set this expectation. Joe can only do it in limited burst if he's on drugs. If he's on drugs, because he must have been on the State of the Union address, Dom, because he had vigor. And we talked about the State of the Union doesn't usually matter, but it actually helped Joe modestly in the polling. There was a little shift towards Joe. A few more people were convinced Joe's a little more vigorous than Sleepy Joe.
Well, a little more than the right continues to present him as. And that's why now they realize, oh, damn, you know. And of course, Trump has his own issues, his own problems. I'm not going to try to analyze what they may be. He's had many of them. But he has his own way of dealing with it. He'll go, and we can't have that. You know, he tries to cover up when he does it. So he's got his own issues. And without a crowd and with moderators that are, you know, presumably, I expect them to be professional and not what Trump thinks they're going to be. Oh, you call him Hitler, and he's terrible, fake tapper, and Dana Bash. You know, well, then why did you agree to do it? You know, they're all these,
because he's a narcissist.
There's all these
pre-excuses. He wants the spotlight.
but there's, you know, no one's going to be in there. You know, no one's going to be in the room. Now there'll be lots of people watching. Presumably, that's what the headlines are saying. But he's not going to get that adoration, the feel, the heat, the smell of the crowd in the room.
I like having someone in the room. Maybe not you, but someone. Yeah. Someone to react. You know, tell me if I'm being funny. Tell me if I've incited them properly. You like to see the reaction of the crowd. So this could diminish Trump.
Well, I mean, and it's not because I don't give a damn about the reaction of the crowd. I want to know, like, some, you know, the questions, the policies.
Dom's telling you J6. People he doesn't care about you.
I do
he
care
just
about
wants
you.
Your vote.
I do want your vote, and I do care about you. So he's not, you know, those are distractions, in my opinion, and he's not going to have those distractions to lean on. He'll be naked up there, essentially.
The emperor has no clothes. 844-967-2789. We would all have a drinking problem then. I would need to black out. Tom from West Dallas. Welcome, Tom.
Hello,
what
Tom.
Do you got for us?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen, or afternoon. Wow. It's amazing how short people's memories are. In 2016, Trump did this exact same thing to Hillary.
Mm-hmm.
Said the same things about her that if she started out strong and by the end of it she could barely walk to her car. It's the same song and dance. And I wish our media would push that more and show him doing that then. And oh, look, he's doing it yet again. Another thing I don't understand is why is his people so afraid that the CNN people are going to bully Trump? Are they afraid they're going to actually have to ask him hardball questions rather than all the softball questions
right.
that Hannity and all the other clowns ask
him? It'll be three on one, Tom.
Oh, the humanity of it all. I just really wish that people could point this out and put it out there that this is what Trump does. This is his thing. And if they're afraid, too, that they're going to put him on the spot. They're going to ask Biden the exact same questions. And if Biden can answer him, he can't. Why are they so afraid of this?
Excellent question, Tom. We'll have to ponder on it, though, because we got a fine guest coming next. He is Ben Wickler, Democratic Party of Wisconsin chair. Little pre-debate warm-up with Ben.
So hot in here. So hot.
The Devil's Advocates. Sausage making never looked so good.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, a Thursday, and it sure does feel like a Friday because it's a party day. It's a debate day. The most important political debate of your lifetime, and it happens tonight. We've got the Democratic Party of Wisconsin chairman joining us right now. He is Ben Wickler. Ben, thanks for joining us for the pre-debate party, if you will.
Hey, Ben.
Hey, Dom. Hey, Crude. Hey, all of Wisconsin. This is the moment, man. This is the showdown of the century, the earliest presidential debate ever, and the presidential debate that will bring the country's attention to the fact that Trump wants to be a dictator and drive this country over a cliff, and Joe Biden actually knows what he's doing. Pretty important moment.
Ben, I've got a comment. You got your party shirt on, man. Full flamingos.
Looking good, man.
It's the official bird of Madison, Wisconsin, man. This is everyone should be wearing flamingo shirts.
Ben, let me ask you. We've heard lots of crazy conspiracies, especially on right-wing talk radio. Joe Biden's going to be jacked up, Joe. They've been working on the drug cocktail all week. When I hear our political opponents saying stuff like this, Ben, it makes me think they're a little desperate.
The Trump campaign is trying to do its version of the traditional thing of trying to raise expectations about your opponent, except for the Trump campaign can't really go out there and say that Biden is really smart and a really good debater because they've been going around with this totally off the wall, idea that he's essentially the walking dead who happens to be reanimated in the presidential race. So the only thing they can come up with is to start coming up with equally conspiratorial claims about massive amounts of narcotics that must be necessary. All of that speaks to a Donald Trump who's completely out of touch with reality. I mean, it's one thing to talk about your opponent in ways that have nothing to do with reality. It's another thing that he's campaigning on a plan for a economic platform that a 16 Nobel Prize winning economist call an inflation bomb. He's running a campaign where inflation is, in his view, the number one issue, with a plan to jack up inflation. It's, pretty much everything Trump is talking about would make everything worse. And so that's all of a piece with his expectation setting mojo in this particular moment.
Ben, I don't think the American people are tuning in for a nuanced conversation about policy tonight. I think it could be a battle of low blows. Do you think Joe Biden is ready to come out fighting?
Yes. This is the guy who, at the State of the Union address, came out with all the energy of someone who believes that democracy is on the line and that if he is able to defeat his opponent, democracy can survive. And that commitment, it's the battle for the soul of America. It's the thing that led him when he saw the Charlottesville riot with the Republicans marching, saying, Jews will not replace us. And Trump called it very fine people on both sides. That guy is Joe Biden. And I think that's who we're going to see tonight. Now, look, Trump, his whole thing is to scream, to distract, to overwhelm, to confuse. The microphones won't be on his side tonight, but he's going to do everything he can to make this the Donald Trump show. But the reality of what's at the core of these two people is that Trump is all about himself. He's a con man, narcissist, would-be dictator. And Joe Biden, not the flashiest politician in the world, but he's a decent man who wakes up in the morning thinking about how he can make the world better for others. And I think that that is going to be clear. If you listen to what these candidates say tonight and pay attention to what they do, I think people are going to notice that one of these people is a good president, would be a good president, and the other one is not someone you'd want to have anywhere remotely close to anyone with access to power, because he's a flaming disaster.
Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Ben Wickler, chair of the Democratic Party of the great state of Wisconsin, joining us, a little pre-debate conversation. Ben, I get a feeling that the MAGAs won't be moved either way, that a lot of Dems won't be moved either way. I'm very curious to know, the low propensity voters and perhaps the independents out there. What do you think the president needs to do to get those people motivated and onto his side?
So I think that the number one thing is really making this election about the future and about voters' own lives and whether they want more freedom or less freedom. Donald wants to basically invade their bedrooms and make decisions about their own bodies. Joe Biden thinks that's your business. He needs to make this about, do you want a government that's on the side of working people or on the side of special interests? Trump is meeting with oil company executives and promising whatever they want if they give him $1 billion for his campaign. And Joe Biden's walking picket lines and, fighting to bring down costs and negotiate with drug companies to bring the cost of pharmaceuticals down. If he makes this really about voters thinking through for themselves, for their ideals, for their communities, what's at stake, then it's a success. Because we know that when people are tuned into the stakes, they move towards Biden. Trump is going to be trying to distract people from that at every possible turn. And I think the president's job is to actually bring attention to what the outcome of this election is going to mean for people.
Ben, I have to assume the border will, pardon me, border policy will become a topic of conversation. My impression is that the right, the MAGAs, think that this is a weak spot for Joe Biden. How do you think Joe Biden overcomes or addresses our border situation in this debate?
So Biden can really lay out that he was handed a border crisis by Trump, who didn't pass any meaningful border legislation at all when he was president. And he's been working to resolve it. And he negotiated and supported Congress negotiating a bipartisan plan to actually ensure that we have tough and fair security at the border and can process asylum claims and have a system that that makes sure that people are safe and reflects our values. And Trump killed it. There was a bipartisan agreement and Trump told the Republicans on in the United States Senate that he didn't want the bill to pass because it would create a solution instead of having a problem that he could run on. And that really changes the conversation. Biden is now doing a bunch of things through executive action that are it's a lot harder to do it that way than to actually pass a good piece of legislation, and border crossings have dropped, but it doesn't address the underlying problem, which is a system that makes no sense, that hasn't been updated in decades. And Trump is the reason why things aren't getting better. That's something that Trump really has to own. And we have a really important shift to make in the national conversation around, is this someone who just wants a problem to scream about like Trump, or is this someone who's actually working towards a solution that'll make things better for people?
Ben Wickler, our fine guest. Ben, if I were to, let's say, imbibe this evening and play a little debate drinking game, my word would be felon or felony or felonious. I'm going to take any of the variants on the word felony. How do you think Trump's conviction should factor into this debate? And if you were Joe Biden and giving a little debate advice, would you be calling him felon Trump, convict Trump? What would you call him, Ben? How would you work the felon in?
President Biden's better at this than I'll be, but any of us would be. But I do think that it is a powerful thing to point not just to the fact that Trump committed dozens of crimes and has been convicted by a jury of his peers, but what those crimes were. He's guilty of dozens of crimes to cover up an illegal payment that he was using to try to prevent the public from knowing the truth before the 2016 elections. These were crimes not of passion, although there was that in a sense maybe weirdly was involved. These are crimes about power. This is Trump breaking the law to get power, and then he did it again. He masterminded a criminal conspiracy to overturn the election in 2020 2021. And then now here we are in 2024, and he's telling us out loud that he's going to fire everyone who won't break the law for him if he gets back in the White House. So this is really about, you know, whether we want a democracy and a nation of laws, or whether we hold someone accountable if they break the law to try to get control over our country. And Trump is being very clear that he's ready to do this again, much, much worse. So that, to me, is the context here. Trump is a danger to all of us because he's willing to break the law, has been convicted for breaking the law dozens of times in order to get power.
Ben Wickler, there has not been a trial yet on the January 6th, and this is really something that's stuck in my craw at this point. But the American people are well aware of the insurrection and the attempted coup against the peaceful transfer of power. Again, as a debate topic, if you're Joe Biden and you're trying to blast your opponent on the stage, how important is this? And the underlying question is really small d democracy. How do you think Joe plays this, if you will, Ben?
You know, part of this is not just about what happened before. It's about what it tells us about what will happen later. And that really is the key. So even if you have January 6th etched in your brain, like so many people do, the really scary thing is Project 2025. What's really frightening is what Trump is talking about doing, using the power of the presidency to fire tens of thousands of civil servants if they don't take loyalty pledges to him, if they won't commit crimes to put him in office, to use the Department of Justice to go after his opponents, to send in federal troops to crush protests. That kind of extremism, we saw a taste of that on January 6th, 2021. He wants to make that what the government does. And that is the thing that can actually move voters, painting a clear picture of the menace to all of us and our core values and our communities if Trump gets back into power.
Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Got a fine guest. He is Ben Wickler, Democratic Party of Wisconsin chair. It is a scary proposition. Ben, I have noted, I've been getting text messages in both English and Spanish from the Democratic Party or operatives on the Democratic side encouraging me to watch the debate tonight, and I'm absolutely doing so. Big party at the Barrymore. Here's my question. How important is it as a Democratic Party to get the word out? I mean, this is literally the focal point, at least to this point in the campaign. This is the focal point. How important is it for the Dems to get people to watch it? Because I'm not getting those same sort of text messages from the Trump campaign.
Well, listen, if you're listening right now and you're not driving, I want you to take out your phone and text five friends who've been tuning politics out and make sure that they watch the debate tonight. It really is important. And here's why. What we know from all of our research and our polling is that the people paying attention support Biden, and the people not paying attention, they don't know who they're going to vote for. Maybe they will vote, maybe they won't, maybe a third party, maybe Trump, maybe Biden. Biden is leading among people following the news. And that's because the news makes very clear that Trump is a manifest threat to anyone who works for a living, anyone with a uterus, anyone who wants to live in a democracy. And Joe Biden is standing up for all those people. So if we can bring folks' attention to this race, to the stakes, to this choice, then we're going to win in November. And that is why the Biden campaign and every Democratic organization, that's why the Democratic Party of Wisconsin has debate watch parties all over the state, and why people will be at your event tonight. It's so critical that people tune in and then spread the word after the debate is over. It is all of our job. And if we do it, we're going to win.
Ben, it is my strong impression that Fox News has been trying to shield their viewers from just how bad Trump has become. This is not the Trump of 2016. He is devolving right before our eyes. But they don't play that. They don't give a comprehensive picture of Donald Trump on Fox News. Now, CNN's the host, but this will be broadcast on multiple networks, on the radio. You can listen to it on Civic Media. I would say judge for yourself. But Ben, do you think that's going to be a problem for Fox News? Because this will not be the debate that they've been portraying it to be.
Yes, you're exactly right. Fox viewers live in a kind of bubble. It's an information-proof bubble. And when you're confronted with the reality of Trump, who's kind of lost it since he lost the presidential election, he's snapped something inside of him, versus Biden, who people have been fed all this propaganda about, but when you actually see him give a speech, have a conversation, you know, he is driving towards the things that all of us really care about. when you're confronted with that reality, it really can snap you out of a stupor that the Fox Newsiverse is trying to induce. So I think it is good for democracy, but I think it's also good for, you know, hardcore Foxites to see what's really going on and who these two people are before they go and vote this fall.
Ben, the Trump campaign and his supporters have been attacking Dana Bash and Jake Tapper, the moderators over at CNN. What's your expectation? Do you think they will be professional? Do you think they will ask tough questions? How would you view their performance? What would you define as success for the media in this sense?
You know, they're serious news professionals. What we know with Trump is that when he loses, he said he was cheated. So he's just trying to create the kind of pre-buzz so that after he loses the debate, he can claim that the whole thing was rigged all along. We're going to watch it with our own two eyes, and we'll know what really happened, and we're going to spread the word about it.
Ben, let's say someone watched the debate tonight, and they make a clear choice, and they want to get involved with, let's say, the Democratic Party of the state of Wisconsin. How could they do so?
Perfect closing question. If you go to wisdems.org, W-I-S-D-E-M-S.org, sign up to volunteer. We'll be knocking on doors this weekend. We have 300 events all over this state over the next week. Get involved, door-to-door, friend-to-friend, neighbor-to-neighbor. That's how we win in Wisconsin in 2024, and that's how we save democracy.
And Joe Biden's got all the best surrogates in the state. Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders in Stevens Point, Eau Claire tomorrow. Ben Wickler, thanks, man. Enjoy the debate. We'll catch you on the flip side.
Thank you, Ben.
Thanks so much, guys.
You're listening to the radio show your mother warned you about, The Devil's Advocates.
And thank you for listening to The Devil's Advocates radio show. Some say the greatest radio show ever, and they would be right. You can join us, 844-967-2789.
Dominic, I don't mean to tell stories on our most recent guest, Ben Wickler, but he did a little shaking of his booty at the end there.
He danced
his way out. Yeah. He's fired up for the debate tonight. I can tell Ben is ready to party. Appreciate you coming around, Ben. We may have to snip and share that video. Not to embarrass the man.
No, it's great, man. I love it.
Just to prove that someone is a worse dancer than I.
I don't know, man. I'd have to see both of you. It'd be tough.
At least he
dance off, bro.
At least he didn't do the Trump double handy.
No, don't do that ever.
844-967-2789. Hope you are as excited about going to the big debate party tonight at the Barrymore Theater. You're all invited. It's free. It's going to be hosted by Dom and Crute and our pal Maggie Dawn. She's going to be part of the panel. Also, Charles Franklin, he's going to be there. Now, Ben was invited, apparently doing some solo parenting tonight. Does that mean him and his bottle? When you say you're solo parenting, I know you're lying.
Yeah, right. Baby gets the bottle and daddy gets the bottle. That's how that's how it works. One for me.
One for well, if there's multiple children, then daddy gets more than one bottle, right? Here are a few of the thoughts on the texters. Trash texting Jeff, our attorney friend from Shorewood, says NBC has the Olympic breakdancing tryouts tonight. Then I have a couple of episodes of All My Children from college in 1987. Guess I'm going to have to count on you professionals for a summary tomorrow. That will be fine by me. Take good notes.
Notes.
We're not taking notes. We're drinking, man. We're hosting a party. And, you know, at least when I throw a party, Dom, no one should have more fun than the hosts.
Well, I mean, of course.
That's just the way it works.
It's my party, and I'll cry if I want to.
Andrew from Verona says, do you think Trump will prowl behind Biden tonight like he did at the Hillary debate?
Yeah, that was so weird. He's such a weird dude.
I think that's his strategy to get around the muted mic. He's what, going to come over Joe's shoulder?
Oh, man.
It's Cricket Joe. Let me in. I need some mic time. They should have agreed on shock collars instead of muted mics. Now that I would pay to watch.
Yes, I like that.
Have you seen those dogs that, you know, they can only go, burr, burr. They can't like do the full bark?
Well, because they'll get shocked?
I think so.
Yeah.
I would love to see that. Yeah. I would pay to see that.
You need one of those.
You need one of those. Cindy on WXEO, Bull Falls Radio in Wausau says, now that the visual stuck in my head of the emperor in no clothes. Mm. I may need to poke my eyes out with the knitting needle.
Don't do it.
Just drink till blackout. You'll forget everything we said today.
It'll go away.
Andrew says, just because Trump dyes his hair doesn't make him young. 3 years age difference. They're both old. We are within a year of each other.
Yeah, you're 1 year older than me.
1 year older.
Mm-hmm.
But I look older because I'm bald.
I'm telling you, man, Joe should come out with a tan and a hairpiece or at least dyed hair. Trump wouldn't know what to do.
Has that been your trick? Are you dying now?
Oh, man, I'm all
NASCAR gray. Black?
I'm all gray, dude. It's so gray.
Oh, you are going gray.
Oh, I'm super gray.
You're pretty soon, you're going to look like the old one because I'm bald. I'm not going gray. Just shave her down. Shave her down. Keep her tight. High and tight. That's my trick. Again, with the shock collar idea, mic goes off, collars go hot. If you want to stay sober, drink when Trump says something that's true.
Oh,
when Trump says the truth, when he expels truth or truthiness, if you drank then, you'd probably stay sober.
That would be a shorter list than the lies, I have no doubt.
Now, I know you got to drive back, Don, but I could Uber home.
You can cab it,
figure
baby.
Out the app. 844-967-2789. Jack from Merrimack. Welcome, Jack. What do you got?
Hey, Jack.
Well, first of all, as Ben Winkler pointed out, it appears that if Trump ever gets into office again, he's going to turn this country into a fascist, authoritarian, a police state. People have to understand that, and that's got to be made clear.
Well, and Jack, and you make a great point. I also want to emphasize, it's not just Donald Trump. He will have his enablers in Congress. One man can't pull that kind of fascism off by themselves. He will have the support of every single MAGA in Congress in order to do so. And then, of course, the attempt to replace all the civil servants with his yes folks. He couldn't do it by himself, Jack.
That's true, but he definitely, as you point out, he has his MAGA enablers. As a matter of fact, it's not the Republican Party anymore. If there are any rhinos, it's the MAGAs in that party, which is almost all of them at this point. He owns that party lock, stock, and barrel.
Yep.
His daughter-in-law, Glover, in what is essentially a bloodless coup. One of Trump's supporters I heard in an interview state something like, gee, if I wanted to live in a democracy, I wouldn't be voting for Trump. Well, these people have to get a brain on, because if we end up with an authoritarian government, my question is, can you name a single authoritarian government across the entire world that has a standard of living anywhere close to what we have at this point in America? It's certainly not communist China. Their economy is based on millions of essentially slave laborers. It's definitely not Russia. They don't even have a middle class in Russia. I know. I have visited Russia for weeks at a time, and let's not even get into North Korea.
You sound like you were hanging out with Ron Johnson.
Thanks for the call, Jack.
Gonna have to call you Russian Jack. Jack, appreciate your call. Folks, we are the Devil's Advocates. A Thursday that feels like a Friday because it's a big debate night and a party at the Barrymore Theater. Going to kick off in a couple of hours. Hope to see you there. But first, your attendance is mandatory. A happy hour is next. And your phone calls are appreciated. 844-96-PARTY.